Welcome to the Many of the Few podcast, where we get inside the minds of how artists, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and change makers turn their once big idea into a reality.
These stories will not only entertain you, but inspire you to take action in your own life. This is where the Many of the Few come together. Well, everyone, Drew dropped his laptop down the stairs, so yeah. There was a delay in this episode.
Yeah, because I'm really smart and I drop things that are expensive and fragile.
The entire screen ripped off.
It popped off, and then it started working again. I was like, oh, okay.
It's like, wait.
It's just hanging on. I'm using it, and that's cool. I bring it to the computer store, and they're like, yeah, it's not working. And then they're like, oh, bring your hard drive in, and we'll get you all your data back. And then they're like, oh, yeah, your hard drive's breaking, too. You should probably buy one through us. I'm like, probably shouldn't.
He went down to Texas for it, by the way.
Yeah, I went and talked to Dale. I was like,
hey, Dale.
Hey, dude, I'm bound to Dale.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
Don't buy Dells.
Yeah, don't. Just get them back. You know.
Goddamn.
The wife is always right when I told him to buy a Mac. He's like, no, what the Dell?
Garbage.
Yeah, they're garbage. Well, that's why you chucked it down the stairs. You weren't even drinking a beer or anything. You just let that shit go.
Straight up hulking out. throwing stuff down there. Anyway, let's bring it back in. Let's reel it back in.
Bring it back. That's a thing of ours. That's your
So,
all right.
Shauna, tell me about the tips and tricks.
Okay, so we had this idea. We just got back from a bike ride. And one of the questions that you guys had asked us over on Instagram was, what are some of your guys' tips for maintaining your businesses while on the road? And someone else had asked about some healthy tips, or hacks, I don't know, whatever we want to call it, while we're traveling. So we've got four categories for you guys. So we're going to talk a little bit about business, maintaining your business on the road. There's some amazing automation things I can share with you guys. How we save money on overnight stays, because we are literally traveling every weekend and sometimes with a full band, sometimes with our dog. So there's just some tips we can give you there. And wellness, and then fun things to do locally that we almost always default to. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. So first and foremost, if you have a business that you want to step away while you're traveling and you still want your business to be going. So primarily if you're running a business through social media, or you could be sending out emails, that type of thing. These are some things that are really going to help you, that we've implemented between the both of us. So Planoly is a automation posting tool that, let's say you want to batch out 20 photos to post to Instagram while you are traveling that are still great content and speaking to your market, that type of thing.
The hashtags, so
we do that for Drew's account. So if you follow at Drew Barbas on Instagram, you can see everything is done on complete automation. And it sets one post per day with the content and the hashtags that are coming out with it. Highly recommend. They just rolled out a new feature that will allow you to automatically post to Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been easy for you to use.
Yeah, I like it. The whole idea of all of this is that your business can run without you if need be.
Mm-hmm.
You should be planning out ahead. You should just be batching out this type of content. Rather than just thinking okay, what am I going to post about today? What am I going to do today? What am I going to do today? And have that be a worry every second of every day.
Right.
Batch it out. Spend an hour once a week or once a month. Batch it out. Yeah. And, then you're good. You can set it and forget it. Not forget it, but set it and then, nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And do your random live pop-ins when you're doing something cool or working on your product, developing XYZ thing to keep your touch
Right. Because social media is one very small piece of the pie. As you guys know, listening, it's such a, it's a necessity. I mean, even as a musician, you have to have social cred, social proof, like things happening for you. But it doesn't have, like, let's face it, we're not inspired every single day. You know, there's days that you feel really good and it's like, oh my gosh, I could just write all these things about my business, your endeavors, your passions. But then there's other days where that creativity isn't cranked to the ceiling. So take advantage of those times that you're said of bashing out your work. Another one that we use between the two of us, you guys probably don't know this about us, but Drew's family has a Greek seasoning. Yeah. And so we help manage and run that part of the business too. So we've got Greek seasoning, Drew's a musician, I run my own branding and business consulting business, and am I missing something? You do bookings.
Yeah, pretty much it. I mean, other than...
Yeah.
Rather than random work.
So we keep everything in Asana. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Asana is one spot where you, you kind of like organize your to-do list, and then you can add each other or certain people within your team to be accountable for certain items within that list. And it's just kind of like one place to put it all and organize. You can upload files, you can set up calendar reminders. Yeah, it's pretty helpful. And we just kind of started using it more and more now, and we're getting better at using it rather than just like, oh, here's a Google Drive link. You know, and then it gets lost in your emails, and you're like, did you send it? Or I lost it, I can't find it anymore. If you just put it within the category that you created within Asana, or Slacker, or whatever, Slack. Slack is another one. But yeah, we use Asana, which is nice. And these are Planoly and Asana both are free tools up to a certain point, which is nice.
Yeah, and this podcast is through Anchor. If you haven't heard of Anchor before. We did a little intro at the beginning of this podcast about it, but it is a free service and it's fabulous for getting started podcasting. You basically press a button and you're podcasting. Like, you can edit from their website and all that good stuff. So
record,
I would definitely check out.
Record through your phone. Yeah.
Anchor.fm is where you can find that. Another one that's really handy, and by the way, we're going to put these all in the show notes below so you can access these at any time.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Asana, when you finish an item, like a unicorn will dance across the screen. And that's really the only reason I get anything done. Sometimes I don't even get things done. I just hit it, I did it, so that I can see the unicorn.
You guys should know this about Drew. He loves writing lists, like... There are lists all over our house.
I got lists.
He likes writing lists. And so if you out there in cyberspace like writing lists, and then when you check the box, a unicorn dances across your screen, Asana is for you.
Hashtag unicorn list.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's another really helpful one. If you have a product, so maybe you have an Etsy shop, and you're looking to get some more eyeballs on your work and your art, and you're just, you know, kind of spinning your wheels with Etsy, I would highly, highly recommend looking into Pinterest. Pinterest is going to be a new and upcoming platform for many entrepreneurs to get their artwork out there, items to purchase. We've got Yaya B Greek Seasoning on there, among other things. So take a look at Pinterest, and more importantly, once you've dived into the business side of Pinterest, I would highly suggest this application called Tailwind. Tailwind is just like Planoly. You can batch out months, you could batch out an entire year worth of content, and Tailwind will actually repin your pins while you are sleeping, drinking a beer, out on a bike ride,
like having coffee, maybe your hot yoga.
Yeah. So, check that out. I highly recommend for you guys that have product-based businesses.
Well, was there a real difference between Pinterest and on these other social sites. Like, well, mm-hmm. I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah, so Pinterest is a place where you go, you want to think of, like, your clients are going to Pinterest, and including yourselves, to be inspired and ultimately to take action. So you probably notice this if you are a Pinterest-type person. As you're scrolling through, you might be retargeted by your favorite shoes. So maybe you purchase some vegan leather beautiful shoes of some sort, and you get retargeted on Pinterest. You're going to start to see that a lot more because Pinterest is a space to get inspired. Maybe you go on for recipes and you find your top 10 favorite recipes. That blogger can now retarget you and to show you more of their content so that ultimately you purchase their recipe book mm-hmm. or things like that. So literally, you guys, this is...
We could do a whole podcast. Yeah. Like a whole episode just on Pinterest or the different social media sites and what they do. How about that in the future?
Oh, we should. But the other thing I want to say... Let us know if you would be interested in hearing that. Is if you, you know, literally social media and all these outlets that you have free access to, the world is your freaking oyster as an entrepreneur. There are so many things that you can be doing, and I know that it can feel really hard, you know, if you're starting your business and you're just trying to get your message out there and it feels like no one's listening. It can feel really hard. However, there are tools to make it easier. And so that was really our mission here is, you know, how to make this easier for you, because anyone can, you know, open up an LLC and start a business, but there's that level of entrepreneurship, you know, incorporate in that.
Yeah, it's getting the proper strategy down. Mm-hmm. You know, so realize what tools you have at your disposal and then creating a strategy around them. I've started now utilizing more of the actual analytical data from social media sites too. Once a week you should be looking at your posts and seeing which ones are actually doing well and which ones aren't, mm-hmm. and then trying to recreate that success of your positive interactions and posts.
Yeah.
Things like that, like just and batching it out and understanding why you are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you don't become overwhelmed, because it can be very overwhelming if you let it get to that point. So one more business tip. Trick would be using like a website builder, and we've used Wix before
and Squarespace
to create websites, which is very easy, point and click. You don't need to know a whole lot of code or any code really to do it. So those are nice if you just want to create a website. The other thing would be if you're doing like a retail type of store where you're buying and selling t-shirts or whatever different items, we've really enjoyed using Shopify. They're really geared for the online retail space and website, and you can get a lot of different analytical data for that. You can get a lot of great different plugins that they have for their website, and it's super simple and easy to use. They have essentially these different templates for you, and you can just fill it in as you go. So I enjoy Shopify. There's a little bit of an ongoing cost for that website, but if you are doing online sales and retail type activities, just kind of factor that into your growth.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I just thought of that would be beneficial for you guys too, that we've used for like gig t-shirts and things like that, it's called Teespring, and you can go to teespring.com. And let's say you have a business where you want to put your logo on some t-shirts, or you want to literally you create your own apparel line if you wanted to. Yeah, hats, bags. Maybe you have a retreat coming up for you yogis that are listening. Maybe you have a retreat around the corner and you're wanting to really cater to your guests that are coming. Check out teespring.com. People can order directly from the website so that you don't have to have all that overhead of shirts and apparel and different things like that.
Yeah, which is really nice because you want to have all the merch in the world, but it sucks if you have to spring $1,000 or something like that on a bunch of shirts mm-hmm. and then just have it like sit in your house or your office for a year or right. two until they're all gone and you're just like, oh, just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Versus like this made to order type direction to go for merch. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
One of the things that Drew and I have been talking about recently, because we're on the same wavelength of traveling and business, and one of the things we've been talking about is combining that. As we're gone almost every weekend, I think our calendar is going to be filling up a lot quicker than we think in this next year with travel. And we've been talking about possibly putting our house up on Airbnb. And if you haven't stayed in an Airbnb before, I'm assuming quite a few people have, but if you haven't, we do have a coupon code for you guys to enjoy below. You can take $40 off your first stay at an Airbnb, but we've literally stayed at cabins and downtown apartments, penthouses. Like, you can literally find incredible places for very cheap, and then, you know, you're supporting the owner.
The everyman. One of the cooler places we stayed was in California. We're in a cabin in the middle of the redwoods.
Yeah.
Another place in California, we're like in the desert almost, mm-hmm. pretty much. Downtown Seattle in an artist loft.
For like $80.
Yeah, $80 a day. Yeah. And we're right next to this amazing sushi place that didn't even have a sign on it. It had like a line up the door, and we're like, okay, that's probably pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah. Cabins. You name it, there's a lot of different things you could do.
Yeah, you could stay in someone's boat if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you want to be in a boat.
Drew doesn't want to be in a boat.
Well, I'm concerned about the bathroom situation with the boat. On many different levels.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? But you would do the RV. That's about the same thing.
Only if I can honk the horn.
Oh my god. So, anyways, Airbnb, if you haven't checked it out, you know, there's other sites like VRBO, Turnkey, different things like that. However, we've just had the best luck with Airbnb. The next one, to answer your guys' questions, this came up about wellness on the road. If you guys watch us over on YouTube, occasionally we'll stop and get the nitro coffee at Starbucks. So Drew really wants it right now.
But there's not, I mean, as many Starbucks as there are in this world, which, you know, Starbucks is good.
Yeah.
But there's definitely better coffee, I think.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, when you're on the road, sometimes you, gas station coffee just ain't gonna cut it.
Mm-mm.
And it's just not, that's not good.
Right.
I'm a coffee snob, so.
And we should talk about mushrooms, too, but.
But that's what I'm saying, like, yeah. It's nice to have something that's quick and easy and available to give you your coffee buzz while also giving you your, you know, mushroom cleansing powers. I don't know, you know, well, there are different types of, like, mushroom coffee that you can have,
mm-hmm.
which have actual extra health benefits to them other than just the caffeine.
Which you should so talk about the benefits of mushrooms.
We could do another podcast just on mushrooms.
Should we do that after this?
Maybe.
Let's do it after this. That'd be really good. It's fascinating, you guys.
It is fascinating. And to be clear, we're talking about edible mushrooms that have health benefits, not talking about any kind of psychoactive.
Right. Medicinal mushrooms.
Or anything like that. But different mushrooms that are good for your brain and other parts of your body.
So stay tuned. We should definitely do that episode because it's really good. But anyways, in a nutshell, when we're traveling, you know, we often will have our reusable cooler in the back of the Jeep. We'll pack some fresh ice. We'll have food in there. And then, in addition, we can make some iced mushroom coffee on the road. And our favorite one is Four Sigmatic. And you guys have probably just seen me geeking out about this on Instagram. If you want, you can also take a discount off of Four Sigmatic and try your own mushroom coffee after you listen to our mind-bending episode, TBD.
Coffee.
And you can use promo code BOHOCOFFEE to get a discount on Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee. Another thing that we do from the road is, you know, I've been a long-standing, not active, but with Beachbody. And they have an amazing virtual gym as well as meal plans and health shakes and different things like that. They have beach bars. I have absolutely loved and adored this company because we've been able to work out from anywhere. Just have our laptop or our cell phone. We can print off meal plans when we're wanting to get healthy, healthier.
Do some Shanti.
Do some Shanti. Sweat.
Do some yoga.
And so we absolutely, you know, love that part of it. And I do have a little group if that's something that you're interested in hanging out with us.
I like the shakes. I think they taste pretty good. I know sometimes, like, oh, shakes. But I like them. They taste good. They're not chalky. And they help, you know, fill that little craving sometimes. Well, like, it's a nice and easy breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do a smoothie. But it's easy on the road because you can just do a little shaker bottle and you go. You're good to go. Okay, mushroom coffee in one hand, you got your shake in the other, and you're double fisting like a true adult.
We love to throw frozen strawberries in our shake. And
cherries, too.
Cherries, not strawberries. Frozen cherries, that's like our new thing right now. And then you can just shake up your shake with the cherries.
Yeah, double fisted.
And this is probably our favorite part. So this is, we're, talking about what we enjoy. Basically, when we go to a new location, this is what we do almost every single time. And Drew can tell you about our go-to methods of finding the best music in the area and fun ways just to save money.
Well, how do we find the best music in the area?
Mm-hmm.
Usually I just kind of like lick my finger and put it to the wind. And then I let the wind guide me. And I hear, and let my ears.
And someone howls at you across the way.
Yeah, all of a sudden I hear the thumping of the bass. And the drums and the clatter. And then the voices.
His people show up.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, music. No, I don't know. A lot of times I'd like to. So if you really want to get the lowdown on the hoedown in wherever you are, you got to talk to the locals. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that starts with going to the local coffee shop, or if you go to a pub or something like that, and talking to the bartender. That always helps a lot. But I like to use, and I know it can get annoying sometimes too, because it's like, hey, you get an email every freaking second from these people. But Living Social and Groupon, it is nice to utilize when you're on the road and traveling and checking out a new place. A lot of times, like a brewery, for example, if we go to that, they'll have a deal on a flight. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, well now we can go check that out and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or just like different excursions that they might have in the area. It's a good starting point. I would say I wouldn't like build my whole life around it, but
right.
But it's a good starting point.
Yeah, it's a nice little, like, you know, if you aren't sure what to do on a Saturday, you look up Groupon, it's like, oh, we could go on a walking tour or whatever.
We'll play virtual reality video games.
Yeah.
And actually have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was actually a ton of fun. Yes. So you can find some things that you've never done, you know, get out of the bubble and try new things.
Right.
But yeah, finding music, Drew always, I don't know, Drew's got this like sixth sense for like the bartender that knows the music scene locally, and he's like, oh yeah, you gotta go down this back alley, walk in through that door,
karate chop, the 7'5" man with a beard named Igor,
oh my gosh,
and he will direct you to the proper musical location. Yeah, there's a lot of the cities will have different like weekly free publications at these different establishments and coffee shops and breweries. Like in the Twin Cities, it's called the City Pages. I know that every big city has their own version of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place to find out what's going on in the area and really like tap into the local culture of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps. Because, you know, and that's a publication. Sure, they usually have, like, a website or something like that, too. But those places are always good.
For sure. Well, let's wrap it up there. I'm going to try to convince Drew to do this mushroom episode. Because it's fascinating. Mushroom.
It's pretty crazy.
So we're also editing our vlog tonight. We're going to put on Drew's latest gig at Arterworld, which was incredible.
It was.
Opening up for the Big Woo. We can't wait to take you guys into the brewery that we were at and you can see the crazy shenanigans that took place on stage. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I might have stripped.
Yeah, he was telling everyone he was going to strip. And he
Don't say anything. Let them see for themselves. I may or may not have stripped.
So if you want, if that sounds intriguing, come on over to YouTube at Many of the Few.
Yes.
And we'll leave a link below in the show notes, too.
Yes, you can also find us on Instagram at Many of the Few, and we'll always kind of give you the behind the scenes of what we're doing there.
And we can't wait to do future meetups, too. Mm-hmm. That's something we've been chit-chatting about. Doing some future meetups.
We also have, because it's just not the Drew and Shauna show, we have, we started locking in different guests to come and talk about this. Because part of the whole reason we're doing this podcast is to talk about, to talk with other entrepreneurs and other people who have followed their dream. Many of the few people who have actually done what they wanted to do or said what they wanted to do or thought what they, or did what they thought they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are learning from them. And through them and hearing their stories. So we have, I think, 4 or 5 other people locked up right now that will be able to talk on the podcast with us, and you'll hear all their goodies.
Yeah.
Just throwing bricks around. Sean's throwing bricks around here.
Holy shit. Taking a picture of them.
Man. She's got, like, a cell phone from the 80s. It's, like, got an antenna on it. And it looks like a cordless phone from the 90s.
Oh my god. Life is...
Life is so good.
Life is good.